part of finishing up the old sugya. Till the end of the sixth parak, mitvar shekat tirchak. And when we finish that, we later, we will begin the sugya psu adaka. Okay. So, it's very important to understand that everything that we have to say in Nivs for Sayim, which is a great sefer, he tries to bring everything based on Gemaras. Because without Gemaras, you know, it's very difficult to get anywhere. Same thing with any authority. It's the Svaras B'Alma. I'll try to go through the Gemaras that he has as much as possible and show you where he's coming from. So the question is, can a person lie in order to save yourself from losing money? He says, yes. Yes. Quotes the Gemara, Masechta Bava Metzia. Daf Ayin Hayam at base. What happened over there? Somebody has a worker, Mishnah, as a worker. And the worker decides to quit in the middle. So if he quits in the middle, you're in deep trouble. You'll lose a lot of money. So therefore, it says you can fool them and say, I'll give you more money if you come back and do it. Socher aleihem o maton. You fool them. Give you more money. You don't have to give more money. How can you do that? Well, they cheat. They don't write the back out. They can back out, it's a business, but not that they may back out, since they had no, they were not supposed to back out. So that's it. There's no alternative. There's no alternative. How do you explain this then? So if you hold, or if you recall, that we call the Ma'am Loi the Shita, that says that the Isur of Shekas are Isur Midos. You'd be learning to lie for no reason, and that's terrible. If you have no alternative, that's Yimei HaShalom for a mitzvah. Then there's no reason in the first place. Good. According to the Ramah said it's not hutra, it's tchuya. So what's the doche over here? What's the doche? He explains, Rabosai, based on another Gemara, Masechta Megillah. Megillah. We're following in Chodesh Adar. Even on Thursday we had a pizza pie. It was only Lamed Shvat, if you want to be technical. But now we're in Adar already. Marv B'Simcha. Okay. Maybe another pizza party coming up. I heard rumors that to speak to the expert here. Okay. Both sides. Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Mamash, the story of Purim. Isn't it amazing how we... Minyana Diyoma. The Gemara is like this. The Gemara is as follows. It tells a story about Mishar Tzniyus Shehoysa Baruchel Zochsa v'yotzi v'menu shol. U'v'schatsniya t'shoheba b'shol. Zochsa v'yotzi v'menu Esther. And her boy said, forgive me for having a bit of an aside. Tzniya is such an important midah. People confuse tzniya with how short a woman's skirt or her sleeves. That's ridiculous. Tzniya, branch of tzniya. Tzniya is a whole mindset. A whole mindset which was so beautifully fulfilled by these great role models for us. Rochel and Shol and Esther. And Esther Magedis, that's what it is. Just keep quiet. See, just keep your mouth closed. It's also Tzidius. Right? And then Shol was also quiet. He didn't tell people he became the king. Rochel was going to keep it quiet of what she did. She turns out she's Leah, Simonim. Not going through the whole deal. Says Gemara is false. In discussing the story of Rochel, so she says that they're out on a date, Yaakov and Rachel. So what happened? So he says, Yaakov proposes. Proposes. Yeah. Where do you find proposing in the Gemara? Megillah, Gilbert. Minsimile, marry me. Doesn't he went on a safari or took a helicopter or I don't know what else he did. He had it in on the television. He said to him, marry me. So in a quiet place, and no one was around. Okay. Harmalay, in, I'm willing to marry you. It's a problem. Abaramo, Floyachasai. My father's a sneaky guy. You're not going to be able to overcome him. Amala, Ochivan Abaramos. My CV is not bad. He handled with Esav. Yaakovina knew how to get around. Omrolei, umishari le tzadiki lesguye b'rami Yusuf. I heard you on your CV, you're a tzadik. Yaakov, you're not tzadik. It says the Rambam, Yaakov is called a tzadik. So how can you engage in Ramos? Amalah in, yeah. This is an interesting date. Rabbi, we should learn from that. It's an interesting conversation. He says to her, yes. Now what's his basis that you can be a little bit less than honest when it comes to dealing with a crook? Famous pasuk in Shmuel, Shiras Chana, Im Novar Titabar, V'im Ikesh Titapol, V'im Ikesh Titapol. What does that mean, V'im Ikesh Titapol? Well, what should we speculate if it's here? Okay, we'll see if there's an official translation. Okay. Hashem of the first day, here we go. EKHD Topol, what does it say over here? Gotta find it. One minute. Right here. Thought it's here. Okay, whatever it is, not finding it. But it means that someone who was an ikesh, someone who is less than honest, so you don't have to be honest with him either. That's what it says. So therefore, look in the wrong place. I'm sorry. So it's he's less than honest. You don't have to be honest either. So the question then becomes: how far do you go with this? Here it is. It's an Haftorah for Pashas Hazinu. Look in the wrong place. In Ikesh Titapo, let's say 27. With the pure, you act purely. With the crooked, you, with the capital Y, act perversely. Talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can act, quote-unquote, perversely with the crooked, Mahu Afato. So Yaakov tells Rachel on the date, yeah, I'm allowed to be Mimram Aramai. Yeah. And that's the Gemara over here in Bava Metzia. Matan, because they back out in the middle of the day, causing you a loss. So you're allowed to be less than honest with them. That's what it says over here. What's the lumdus over here? What's the lumdus? The Pashup Shadi suggests over here, since that Kadosh Baruch was Mida, it's called Emes. It's not called Sheker. That's what he writes in this beautiful Sefer, Nivs Vasai. That's called Emes. Emes is a Kodesh, is Midash HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzoma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emes. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu does it that way, then that's considered to be Emes. It's not called Sheker. What's the Doicha? The Doicha is it's also kind of a Hutra in a certain sense. It's not called Sheker in the first place. Now, let's take another source for this. A Rashi, Pasha is Vayishlach. You all know what happened in Parshas Vayishlach. There was a story with Dina, right, with Shechem. So what exactly happened over here? Rashi, Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayanu b'nei Yaakov et Shechem es chamor ove b'mirma vayada beru, asher timir es Dina achoso. So what does that mean? Hakosav omash shalo hoisa remiya, sharei timir es Dina achoso, the same word. It's not called remiya. A chutzpah from this guy Shechem, what he did to Dina. So whatever he gets back, it's not called Maria, but that's how you deal with these kind of chevra. That's what it says in Rashi. It's the same Yisod as we saw in the other sources, the Gemara above in Metzia, and the Pasuk in Shmuel, and the Gemara here in the Pasuk in Parshas Vayishlach, are all in effect saying the same thing. Oh. And so too, if you are the riots, Rabbi Osai, a person is told to pay tax, but he's not chayav in that tax. So Marsha Masechta Nedarim, Anav Samach Beis and Beis, that he's allowed to say things which are not exactly so, in order to get out of this tax, which he's not really required to pay according to strict halacha. Again, the same idea, because though you're supposed to tell the truth whenever we can, if there's no alternative, you have to pay money which you don't really owe, you're allowed to say something different. What's over here as follows. Surely the tzurva the rabbana lemeimer avda the nurana lo yihivna akarga. That's what it means to me. You're allowed to say something which is not exactly the truth. Rashi says, Eved shalom baros kachavim, plonis ani, veni rotsi liten mas, nuashem baros kachavim. You say, you know, this stuff belongs to the church, so it's duty free. No. Because they're charging you through the nose, they have no right to charge you that much money. That's enough from the Nedarim Sadach Beis and Midbeis. As a Gemara, another Gemara, more famous, in the Nedarim Chav Zayin and Midbeis, Chav Chesem and Aleph. I mentioned this to you once before. But the Gemara says, the guy is stuck in a Nodrin Naharogon L'Charam L'Muchsin, Shi Truma, Afal Pi She'ena Truma. Right? What does it say? Yayostru Peres Olam Alay, Emenishal Beis and Melech HaTruma. No. Well, I said, he has in mind Hayom. Nedarim Chav Chesem and Aleph. Because this is illicitly collected taxes. You're not required to pay illicitly collected taxes. That's what it says over here. Fine. Then there's another Gemara. Another interesting Gemara. The Gemara has in Masechta Psachim. What did we learn last year? Psachim last year? We learned the stuff. Gemara Psachim. Oh. On the Flam and Aleph. Gemara is like this. It's a complicated story. It has more to do with Dini Mamanus than with Masechta Pesach. With the Yenam of Pesach. It's Balchov, Lamafreo Gova, Mekano Lahabo Gova. Came up a little bit briefly in our discussion, but not this part of the Gemara. So the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says a whole complicated story. We're not reading you everything. It's a complex story where the Gemara talks about an individual who can pull a bit of a fast one. I guess we'll call it a fast one. The Gemara says, Ipikeach Shimon, the first wide line. Magbilu Ara Vahoda Gavala Minayu. He pulls a fast one. He gives him karaka and collects it a second time. A little bit of a dray. Because the money, he's entitled to the money. And then he quotes Rabbi Osai, how in the world did we fool the Mitzrim? Right? We fooled the Mitzrim. So, I don't have the Mikros Gedolos now. You have to look in the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, she quotes. But just to show you the psukim that this goes on, Sefer Shmos. There we go. It's over here. Nelchon aderech shloshem v'amidbar v'nizbuch l'Hashem elokeinu. What kind of 3 days? Never came back. The answer is, they're keeping you as slaves. They're slaves. A few psukim later. V'shol isha mishchenta migor esbeza klei chesed klei zovah smolos. I'm borrowing it. They're going to pay back. The answer is, they will work for 210 years without getting paid. You're allowed to get something, you know? So this is all part of the same idea of not being less than forthcoming with individuals who are less than forthcoming with you. Now, It's interesting. There was a fascinating question about machlokes. The halacha is, and you have to be very careful in enunciating these halachas, but we as this, you know, we say whatever it is, we say it, we don't try to keep things hidden. There's a Gemara in Masechta Baba Kama, which talks about Avedas Nochri. Avedas Nochri means, as we had the word last week, Avedas Achicha. We had who's Achicha. Yes, Achicha. He's not Achicha. Achicha is only someone who's a Ben Yisrael, not a Nachri. So Avedas Achicha is, you have to give back. Avedas Nachri is no requirement to give back. What that means is, unless it's a possibility of Kiddush Hashem. If you do Kiddush Hashem, then of course, you're absolutely required within Kiddush Hashem to give back the Avedas Nachri. But again, it's Kiddush Hashem, it must be done. So too, what's called a Tos Akum. Tos Akum, it says over here, Tos Akum seems to be Mutter. What about fooling the guy? Tosfos is like an aveda. The fulam is a machlokes. What's a machlokes? In my opinion, is it kneves das or not kneves das? What's kneves? We saw in one chulin kneves das of a goy is aser. But what is kneves das? So you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Deis in Perek Beis Alachavov. It's a very limited definition of kneves das. I think Mar has. I'm fooling you. You think I'm doing you a favor, and I'm really not. You think I'm doing you a favor, and I'm really doing you a favor. Okay? That's called Geneva's house. That's prohibited. But any other thing in which, you know, you don't realize what's going on, a guy doesn't know what's going on, that's not necessarily Geneva's house. That's the sheet of the tour. The Ramah quotes the sheet. And the Mordechai says, no, whenever the guy, other guy is so-called fooled, it's always by definition called Geneva's house. Now, Kaminis, can you fool a Nachri and so that his be matim to make it into a Torah sock? Ramah quotes two dates. Questions, but isn't there an Easter of Sheker? Isn't there an Easter of Sheker? Why isn't it called Sheker? The answer presumably is that since the Torah permits this money to you, why? Because it's Avedas Akam, Achicha, which comes to exclude a Nachri. And even what they call there in the Gemara here, Babakama, Hafkos Alva also, was an Easter of Geneva's Akam. Gneivas Akum is Osur Min HaTorah. I repeat again. Gneivas Akum is Osur Min HaTorah. And according to the Rambam, Pashas is no difference whatsoever between a Yisrael and an Akum when it comes to Gneiva. Gzela, Gezel Akum is Osur Min HaTorah. But it's not exactly the same as by Yisrael. If you're looking around Milchus Gzela, both are Osur Min HaTorah. And Psak Alocha, period. Oshek is different. Lo Sashok Es Reacha. Reacha is only Reacha. The Nachri is not Reacha. That's called Hafkos Hava Asa. But the question then becomes, so you're allowed to do something which is not exactly truthful in the money you're entitled to this money, so called. That's again the same channel in the 2 days in the Ramah. Is an Easter of Geneva Stas? No Easter of Geneva Stas. But apparently, the Easter of Shekhar does not apply, apparently, because of the head of the Torah, according to one opinion. Fine. This is a difficult topic. I'm just going to be talking about it briefly. It's an important Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Shin Mem Gimel, Sifkat Gimel, that a person is required to raise his children to tell the truth. Raise your children to tell the truth. Don't you raise the children to tell a lie. Because once you raise them to tell a lie, they're used to lying. It's terrible. It's terrible. There's a Gemara. Everything's a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Sukkah. There's a discussion over here in the context of the Arba Minim. Yeah. Lo litni inish hoshana liyanuka biyoma tova kama. Why? Because the child can acquire it, but it can't be mocking it back. And then he goes, lo lema inish liyanuka diyahibnalach midi v'lo yoyevle. Don't tell your kid, I'm giving you something, I'm not giving it. Should the osilag mure shikra. You get used to lying. What the pasuk is quoted? Same pasuk is quoted in Yevamos Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Limdu l'shonam davar sheker. So aside from that, you should. It's a special exhortation not to teach children bad habits. Pasuk Torah is not limited to your own child, but it applies to all youngsters. Yanuka, all youngsters. Mem Bava Mibes. And now we come to our yeshiva. Yeah, our yeshiva. Yeah, not only our yeshiva, all yeshivas. And other yeshivas where they don't have the same kind of pressures, I guess, but they do have the same kind of pressures. It's sad. I mean, over here from what it calls Klal Tes, the last of all the Klalim. I almost finished with this in yet. I must read it to you. Melamde tinokos. Okay? Shikilizar ma'ol bechinech atamidin. Shlo yolamdo l'shaker. Not only parents, but rabbis. Quote. Sorech lizara lahashish v'em lizara b'gneva's das. Kagon. Masher regilin b'shas mivchanim. Lahatik zemizeh. Can I look over there? I don't know the answer to that question. Avram Avinu, it was Yaakov, what did it? It was this, it was that. So be careful. Ubefrat Im yeshlem tovas hanoa mizeh. Now in our yeshiva, if the guy who's in the college class, he can get into a better grad school or something if he cheats. What do they get in the Yerushalayim? Shemekablim pras. Because in the chair, they get a prize for the highest marks. I look over the guy's shoulder and say, if you get the higher mark, get a pras. You have to train Talmidim not to do these things. Not to do these. Even they are shalom. You want to make your father happy. It's not allowed if you're getting a toelis, which is not coming to you, as we spoke about last week. And gedolim, only ketanim. It's over by mitzvah. Also the hatik zemizeh, the rezek and nevas das. Va'afilim also can the tzorech. What does that mean? Look at the interesting tzorech. Kagom. Im lo yatzliach ba'mivchan, yazik ha'davo l'shmo ha'tov. Supposed to be a bright kid, and he's not going to fail the test, so he won't do so well. He's not going to be known as an A student anymore. No. If you have tovas hanoa from it, it's usur. Maybe be mut if you didn't get a prize. If you don't get a prize, I can't exactly know. The kids are, in my opinion, you shouldn't be copying from anybody else's tests. Period. Now, there's all issue of plagiarism. That's a whole tumult here in this. Every time they tumult again, what's plagiarism, what's not plagiarism. You know, hakol kifiminik ha-medina. In other words, everyone has different standards. Obviously, you're copying straight from a book and you say it's yours, that everyone agrees is awesome. But sometimes you can't, you know, you're coining a machine, I don't know, every paper you're putting together from different sources. Well, can you plagiarize yourself as a machlokes? I wrote a paper last year, I'll give the same paper in this year. Plagiarism. Why copy for myself? Me! Something that, again, there are different minhagim and different rules and regulations, but from the Torah's perspective, be a little careful about these things as well. Now we come to Shidduchim. Everyone's going to wake up for this, except for the ones who are already getting married. You're going to sleep for but for Shidduchim. Mutl Lishanos Tzorach Shidduchim. I can't believe this. You're allowed to lie for Shidduchim. What do you? It's enough in the Gemara? Enough in the Gemara? Okay. Everything's with Gemara. Yeah. It's an amazing Gemara. Bava Basra Abosai Tes Zayin Amad Aleph. Who is Bava Basra here? No one raises his hand because of the Mizra Masechta. Bava Basra Tes Zayin Amad Aleph. The Pasuk says in Eov, Belev Almona Arnin. What does that mean? I will make happy the heart of an almona. What a beautiful thing. What a beautiful, beautiful thing. What did he do? How did he make the heart of an almona happy? How did he do it? Must have been a way how he did it. So the Gemara has over here Masechta Baba Basra as follows. To call Hecha the Havi Almana, Lo Havi Naspila. It was an Almana who couldn't get married. The second time around, it's much harder than the first. She's a widow. Who's going to want to marry her? Hava Ozil Shadi Shmei Ilavo. He would place his name on her. What do you mean he place his name on her? Omer Shikrovoso. He would say she's a relative. Omidaber Bola Hasiena. Or he'd be involved somehow in the Shidduch. Vahavi Osi Nasvila. And then people would marry her. Eov's relative. She was not relative. We're all from Mitzvah and Yaakov. I don't know what we're relative. But because we have one when he lived. But he wasn't really related. So you see, you're allowed to lie from the Shidduch, from the story of Eof, Gemara and Baba Basra, Daf Tes Zayin, Amud Aleph. Of course, the question becomes, how far do you go with this? It's been a long time on this, and if you remember the last Zman, a lot of time on this, what you're allowed to do and not do. So he explains over here, I'm giving you the Sitkot and Lamed Zayin in this beautiful Sefer. Daf Tebuchi Agavna, Shelo Helem as a Matsir Shel Amon. He didn't know she was an Amon. Brackets. They'll know they'll find out that they're not related. They didn't they're not going to break up the shidduch because of this. Why? Ki ein ze pgam shivatlu b'shilas ha-shidduch. Rak shalachat chila nimnoa b'shilkach. V'chi agavna mutl l'shanos l'sorach shidduchim kidda l'kamon. That's quite remarkable. What's kidda l'kamon? He quotes over here in Sifkot Mem, the famous stipler. We spent so much time on it. He has a whole quarter of the stipler. The stipler in Simon Mem Dalad used to be Lamed Ches, and the old stiplers in the Yevamos. Remember that? We had the case? The guy says, go hide. No one's going to know who your father is. His father's a guy, and they didn't want it to be known. Right? A whole story. So this is a situation where you're not required to reveal. Now, wait a second. There it says you're not required to reveal. Here it says you're allowed to lie. That's a big difference. Eov lied, in a sense. He said that they're related. He went beyond what the Gemara says in Masechta Yevamos Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. On the other hand, there the stipler only is matir in a case in which there he's saying to not reveal it, the only time he said you have to reveal it, remember the Kiyos Yaakov, is if it's so bad that they're already married, you're going to get divorced. That's a much more serious move than not to break up a shidduch. We all know that. There are many things that you break up a shidduch for, but you wouldn't get divorced for. This we know. It seems to me they're two different things. How can you rely on the stipler to be matter our case? It's different in both senses. The stipler's matter to be quiet. Here's matter to lie. The stipler's matter to be quiet, even in a case where it's a much bigger mum that you would break up the shidduch for, as long as you wouldn't get divorced for. And here he's being matter to lie, only for a smaller mum that you wouldn't even break up the shidduch for. So I don't see what the source of the stipler is. It's not to know. So over here, our final point before we start the new sugya is a very sensitive point. And that is age. Age. May one lie about one's age for purposes of a shidduch? Serious question. Very, very serious question. He writes as follows. I'll give you this lush. He quotes a sefer called Titen Emes LeYaakov. I have it in my office. You can look it up. He says, he thinks, this is what he's writing. Maybe we'll look up the sefer, maybe got to bring it in. Maybe tomorrow we'll look it up, remind me. The kol shem adayin tzirim, they're still young, shebederech hateva in adava koshto shidduch, you find the shidduch without lying about your age. Ein l'shamas, don't lie. Rakim him v'vugorim ma'od, they're very old. Now I don't know how to define young. How to define it? He jumped from young to very old. What about plain old? Plain old, as we say, plain old. What does old mean? I don't know. Very old. Shekosha limso shidduchim v'aydei sheyishana hagil b'miktsas. To change it a little bit. Parentheses. Ba'ofen she'ein b'zek mishum g'nevas das. What does that mean? A little bit change. Yek olimso shidduch? Then it's mutter. I don't understand what's going on in this whole paragraph. I just don't understand what the words mean. What does it mean young? What does it mean very old? What does it mean a little bit? Not g'nevas das. I just don't know what the words mean. I'm reading the verbatim. This is such apparently a big tumble. I don't think it gets... How can you change your age? How can you do that? It's what we call in our language Rala Acher. Rala Acher, right? That means it's bad for somebody else. That we start off the whole sugya. That means Vashek Atirch is only if it's bad for somebody else, not if it's neutral. But over here, it seems to me it is bad for somebody else. There's no, it's not like Eov. Eov lied. Oi, it's bad for the guy now. She's not Eov's relative. That's not bad. It's just not so great. It's not bad. But if the age is different, it could be considered bad for in person's mind, you know? She's not this, she's too young or she's too old or whatever. Maybe he holds it's not really intrinsically bad to be older or younger. Otherwise, I don't understand what's going on over here. Yes, sir.
Or you can suggest something that's not bad, like, okay, so someone's 34 and 32, that doesn't make a difference, but it's a little bit older and someone's not able to have kids anymore. A girl's not able to have
kids. I want to tell you that 34 and 32 makes a difference. Some women are unable to have children at 34, they have at 32. So, it makes a difference. If it doesn't make a difference, then tell the truth already. Make it makes no difference, tell the truth.
But there are certain things that aren't that way.
What's that?
I mean, there's just like the case in the Bivamas about the other guy. I'm saying that's a case where it doesn't make a difference, but he still can't, shouldn't say it. You know?
That's because, as Rabbi Yashiv said, Shalita, Shalita, Rafu, Shalema. Rabbi Yashiv said, in arguing with his Bechut and the Stipula, he said, If it's a family issue, it's just in people's minds. Right? Maybe we wouldn't find out at all. We had the whole discussion on FMA. But if it's an intrinsic issue, medical issue or some other interesting issue related to the person. So where do you put the age of a girl? Even of a boy? It's intrinsic, it seems to me. I don't think it's... Whether EO is my relative or not. That's external. Right? Whether my father's a Jew or a guy. It's external. But how old I am sounds to me on the internal side. That's what I would say offhand. I never get personal or had to lie on an age. You don't say anything. Okay. To lie? I'm not into lying. Yes?
Beyond the fact that, let's say, whether she could or cannot have kids, meaning that would be an obvious not for me, but I'm saying beyond that fact, how would it be an intrinsic issue? That would be something that would make a practical difference.
Yeah, but it's the person, him or herself. A man doesn't do with children. A man can have children at very old ages. But if the girl's 21 and the boy's 35, she's not interested in a 35-year-old guy. He looks very young. But she doesn't want a 35-year-old guy. She doesn't want. Why not? I can find many reasons why not. Maybe it's Eitzah Shein Hogenes of the Gemara's earlier in Yavamis. It shouldn't be such a big age difference.
But if it was intrinsic, wouldn't everybody say no to that?
No. People, they like... These kind of emotional attachments to individuals cannot be explained rationally. You can't explain these things. You're in the parsha, you'll figure it out. You can't explain all these things rationally. But to say a lie to me, I okay. Bosai, with this we conclude the sugya of Bosai, and now we start the new perek in the sugya, b'siyata d'shmai. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, let's go. Ayin hey, Amar Aleph. Okay. Torah Kedoshim says, Yavom, Tzu'adaka Kushafa B'kal Hashem. Whole discussion over here, what exactly is this? I'm trying to stay as far away as I can from the graphic descriptions, but the important Yesodas, this we have to discuss. So the Gemara discussing this has the following line of Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. Well, has discussing Nifsa, Nikav, Nimok. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says, we'll start the last few lines. Shemati, Om Rabbi Yishmael B'noshav Yochan B'broka, Shemati Mipi Chachamim B'Kerem B'Yavna. I was in Kerem, I've never heard this. Kol she'ein lo'ala beita achas, ein lo'ala sris chama v'kosher. Where's the sris chama? What is the sris chama? The Gemara says, Ptsu adaka is only someone, there was an injury took place. If you were born a certain way, sris chama, that's what it means. You're born that way, then there's no problem. No, I mean, plenty of problems, but it's mutter to marry into Kal Hashem. Okay. Frek de Gemara, us sris chama salka da'itach Rashi. Hosris chama bide shamayim, machmas choli, v'hai lav choliu. Not doing choli, something was severed. It's not a choli. It's not bide shamayim. El hareu kisris chama v'kosh. Rashi, lo os retora, el apitsua, v'dach v'choros. Those three things, and these particular cases, is not in that category, for various details. Frek de Gemara, v'nikav lo molid. Stop! The last line of the Ayin Hey, v'nik. Who talk about being molid? Where did you see in the previous lines anybody being molid? Where do you see? So what's the posh of shot in this line? Those three words. That v'ha'u gavra, etc. That if a person is molid, then what? By definition, what, Rabbi Osai? Not a psua daka. That's what this line says. A person can be molded, not a psua daka. Finished. Okay. That being the case, the chora, we should have to call on the doctors and see whatever they say. If they say a person can be molded, by definition, we're off the hook. No problem. Not a psua daka. So I called up my Talmud, a urologist, who knows all about these things. And he said to me that, for example, this tesis. She'en lo lebeitz achas, so the question becomes Tema. Omar Mar, Kol Shenitzu Beitav Afilu Achas Men is a problem. My doctor said, Meisim b'cholyo. Meisim b'cholyo is not a problem. Says Tosfos in paraphrasing the Gemara, for lo mistaber lomar say v'chazar al b'neihem me'ayin heim, as the Gemara said over here in the third line of Ayin Heim and Veis, say v'chazar al b'neihem me'ayin heim. Whoa, zinso ishto, says Rashi. Whoa, but that's not doesn't. Rabbi Natam, yesh lechalek top of Tosfos on the Veis. We're not going to the medicine. The bottom line is, Rabbeinu Tam, who didn't have an MD, is correct, according to my doctor, that it's no problem in such a situation if one was taken away to be able to be molded, to have children. Have 10 children, not a problem.
And if so, one is?
I don't know about that. I'm not going there. Depends on maybe what the. I don't know. I didn't ask my doctor if he can construct a model for the Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe one kind of funny case, one affects the other. I don't know. But, yes, sir.
How does the factor whether one can be molar or not fit into the Sefer Achinuch's reason?
Good question. The Sefer Achinuch said, we mentioned it before, that the reason for the Isur of Tzua Daka, as he writes there, that there was a minig of castrating young men and then appointing them as the Shomer HaNoshim. Megillus Esther, Rabbi Sain. Sris HaMelech Shomer HaNashim. And they taught you in the fourth grade, they didn't tell you what that exactly meant. Yeah, but that's, you can trust them with the women because there's nothing to do about it. Whatever, going into the details. So this was a terrible, terrible thing which was done. And it was horrific. And they would get people who do it for some dollars or so this, whatever it is, they'd ruin their lives for good. So the Sefer Chinuch says, to prevent that from happening, we say, such a person is also love of a call, and of course it's article no sasu, it's a lav d'oraisa, we spoke about it a while ago. In any event, Rabbi Osai, in any event, so the question is, what would you say in explaining Rabbi Yishmael ben Osh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Rabbi Osai? Is he agreeing with Tanakama, or is he arguing with, is he arguing? Is he agreeing and explaining, or is he arguing? How'd you learn? Tana Rabbanan, right? Eizah p'suv daka, kol shenif subeitz hafila achas mehen, hafila nikvu, hafila nimog, hafila chasya, om Rabbi Yoshua ben Rocha, shamati, tada. Is he arguing or is he explaining? How'd you learn? What did Rabbeinu Tam? What did he say? What did Rabbeinu Tam? He's not arguing. What did Rabbeinu Tam? Why should he be arguing? The fact that it's nifta achas is no good, Tanakhama says, and Rishmol is adding, but if nichras achas, then it is okay. Pashut according to the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, he's not arguing, he is explaining, which fits in nicely the base mass of the word Omer Rabbi Yishmael. Right? Omer Rabbi Yishmael. Omer Rabbi Yishmael doesn't usually mean arguing. How do you, if you argue, what would you say? I don't know if it's nice enough. Rabbi Yishmael Omer. It's part of the famous pilpul of Rabbi Yonasan Abishitz. I'm a famous Rabbi Shmuel Omer, we say every day in the morning, not for now. But so that's what some say. Interesting, in Yerushalmi it says Rabbi Shmuel Omer. That's what the Beis Meir points out. So again, in front of the Yerushalmi, he's arguing from the Bavli that he's not arguing. So would appear. Halacha l'maaseh, Rabbi Osai, we like this Rabbi Natan because it fits with our medical knowledge. But not everybody agrees to this. Not everyone agrees to this, Rabbi Osai. Let's take a look, Rabbi Osai, in the Rosh, Simon Beis. I'm telling you in advance, we're going to pass the Kula based on our doctors. Okay? Yes. Rabbi Tam says, Nifza is no good, but Nichras is good. Beit Zachas. The Rosh Shimon Beis discusses it at some length, Rosa. At some length. Let's take a look. Yeah. Take a look at the, we'll skip, I can't go into all the details, we'll skip to the very end of page Mem Aleph in our print. It's Simon Beis. For those who have the old Gemaras, it's right before it says Daf Ayin Hayim and Beis. Rav Alfazal, Shehevi Abraisa Ketzirasa, Kloposa Keman Halacha, which he usually does, Ein Lamed Al Devarov. I would have said, yes. Otega Ben Etav, there's no argument. No. Shema Ha'osove De Pligi, Umemela Halacha Karabonon, Yochab Rabin. O Shema Sove De Lo Pligi, Kede Pirash Ben Etav. You said, Ben Etav was his own Machlagas. Vahadas Noitas at the Rosh, the Sove De Pligi. The Sove De Lo Pligi, Lo Hoya So Same Dvorov, the milsa the tzricha tameh. He should have said Rabbeinu Tameh Hilchos Shtikl Torah. This is nifta. This is nichras. He didn't say all that. So therefore, more likely pligi, and therefore we pass like the rabbanon. So it's going to be no good. That's how the Rosh said pshat rabosai in the Rif, and the Ramban and Sefer Aschus that I put you in the Marmakomus in the brackets also holds that way. Also passes that it's no good. However, from a different angle, not rabosai that they're arguing. And Rabosai, not that they're arguing, we pass it to Rabbonon, that it's no good. No, he says that everyone is no good. Let's take a look at the Sefer Aschus. Take a look at the Sefer Aschus. What's going on? Are they fighting or they're not fighting? Anu tofus in bibal lachas gedolos. This is the, you have my edition, page Samach Tes. The bottom of the first column. Rabbi Shmuel b'dei shamayim koma. Oh, come on. B'dei shamayim? Tos rejected that. B'dei shamayim koma. The call shein lo lebeitz achas mitchilas b'yitzi rosso mashma teida b'dekom medam ele le sris chamo ein ole kis sris chamo v'kosher. That's from birth. V'adin le psua v'kosh b'dei shamayim, from birth. Elo Rabbi Shmuel o ro shoma mi mi shein lo lebeitz achas shor bo b'kerem b'yav de shu kosher shu kis sris chamo v'ein amolid. Of course, the question becomes, Tosis Kash, why is saying Achas, Bidei Shamayim, is Mutter even Shnayim? So why did he say Achas? That's a very serious question. A very serious question. That was Tosis Rai Brura. Couldn't possibly be Bidei Shamayim. Impossible. What's the answer? So the next paragraph on the second cup, we'll move for Reshesi, based on the Yerushalmi. We'll move for Reshesi, the Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Broga, with Tzuadaka, B'dei Shamayim, Kamayri. Said it again. Okay. Now, we still don't know why are we saying Achas, if it's true, even Shtayim? So the answer is that Achas is more common than Shtayim. They gave a case which is more common. We'll see, you know, we turn, it's in here, but I want to show it to you in the Rosh and the Korban Asan. Let's go back to the Rosh. The Korban Asan, they ask you to see, but you'll be able to see these citations. Okay? So the Rosh is as follows. Such a complicated Yerushalmi. The Ramban quotes Yerushalmi. Keep one hand in the Ramban, it's important to see. But I may show you this line first. At the end of Sivkot and Hay in the Korban Asano, he quotes it. So it's Bidei Shammai. Fine. But the question is, yeah, Ma'ashik Shemar Shal Dim Kain, it's Toysis Kashi really. Ma'iriya Beita, Achat Afilish Dei Beitin. Yeah, what's going on? For Tiritz Aritvo, Rashbo, Ramban. He's born with one, it's Shriach. Born with none, it's not Shriach. And the Chinam is the same thing as the same. Adkan. I'm not seeing it right over here. But it's probably in here somewhere in the Sefer source. I'm not finding it. Quotes it from the Ramban. Maybe it's the Chidushi Ramban. Ramban and the Rashbo both say the same thing. Rabbi, I'm with me so far. This is a big, big machlek. It's Allah Halamaisa. It's a big machlekas, not only in the Psak, but how do you read this Yerushalmi is also quite a significant dispute. Quite significant dispute. How do you, when you read the Yerushalmi? How do you read it? Oh. So, the Korban Asanel, Sivkot and Hay, we read the end of it, but let's just read the beginning of it. Quite remarkable. So, man the Amar b'dei Shabbi the Adam Posel b'dei Shemayim Kosher Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan Bro. This is a citation of the Yerushalmi that the Rosh quotes. Rabbi Osai, the Rosh quotes as Yerushalmi is saying. Let's see it on top. It's the second narrow line in column two. Risi Yerushalmi Muchach Shama the Dalit is Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan b'dei Shemayim, which Tosis rejects and Rabban accepts. He quotes the Yerushalmi verbatim. What does it say over there? What does it say? Ma'am zeh b'dei shamayim, afsudaka b'dei shamayim, u'ma'am zeh b'dei shamayim, etosu b'na shamayim, avi boi alameyma, ma'adama b'dei odom, posu b'dei shamayim kosher. Shom b'dei shamayim yochum b'dei broken. Sounds as b'dei shamayim. Kosev marashal simin ches, yam shal shlomo. V'cholila! Shirabeinu Tam v'ri v'rash ha-zokein Shirbikim b'chol ha-Yerushalmi Yosem b'chol ha-shashamanu le'yod v'l'roi Yerushalmi shukinegdom. Rather, ki ma'ash'om ha-Yerushalmi wa'asak ha-daitach v'emes enokein. The truth is no, it's b'day Odom. Shireheshev shemrabacha barapap v'kumi rabizera kule rabonu adkan. As he interprets that the maskan of the Yerushalmi is no, it's b'dei Odom. So writes the Marashah Yom Shel Shlom. There's a Korban Asanel. V'ani omer lehepech. Cholila sh'rabbeinu ma'isi rayim ha'Yerushalmim v'roah sakadaitach l'roah maskan. The Ika rayim ha'sakadaitach lomar ha'dekotani b'dei Odom posul u'b'dei shemayim kosher. Rabbi Yishmol v'ashir lechem b'rokei sh'mamin ad yodah talmudah de b'shmol posul b'dei Odom. Uvmaskana di amakul rabbanan he eino elish mechadesh the rabbanan modin Rabbi Shmuel di bidei shamayim kosher, but Rabbi Shmuel namelo machshir kiyim bidei shamayim. Right, and they both agree. The kitz and imritz is a big fight. How do you read the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi is found over here at even greater length here in the Ramban. And Rabbi Yisai, it seems to me, you and I will never succeed in determining who is right in this Yerushalmi. We have a machlokes between the Gedolei Rishonim and the Gedolei Achronim. We're going to have to just bow our heads and say we don't know pshat in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmis are very hard to explain, generally speaking. Okay, we're stuck. We just don't know pshat in the Yerushalmi. We don't know. Interestingly, however, you look in Sivkot and Vav in the Korban Asanel. What happened? The Rosh had said, Rav Osai, as follows. V'chein tzorech lios, with a small aleph of the Bach is. Or v'chein tzorech loma. D'i b'dei Adam, Ayri, ve'eino molid, hechia kosher. Once someone is not molid, you can't be kosher. Now, whoa. The earlier Gemara said what? That we saw. That if you what? Are molid, by definition you're kosher. Okay? If you are molid, by definition you are kosher. What's he saying now? If it's Eino Molid, by definition, you're possible. Who said that? Maybe if you're Molid, by definition, you're kosher. If you're Eino Molid, it depends upon the details. Yes?
What about the people from birth?
No. If it's from birth, exactly. If it's not from birth, and your Eino Molid, then he says you have to be possible. That's what he says. Look what he says. The Ebi they are them Iri. It's not from birth. Ve'eno molid hechya kosher. How does he know from Shas Bavli? You bet you were Shalmi for the moment. Bavli, we can read better. How did the Rosh know from Shas Bavli? The opposite. The Bavli said the last line on Ayin Hamad Al said what? That if you're molid, you're not a psuadak. That's clear. But what about the reverse? If you're not molid, where does it say in Shas that if you're not molid, but you are psuadak? Where does it say that? It gives a Gemara. Migara, Rabbo, say close to Mefurash Gemara. Mehu Gavra. What Gavra? The Estatim Gufs of the Shechvazera. The Apik B'Mokum Ketanim. There was a problem there with the Gemara assumes, we'll see later on the details, that there were two pipes. I'm just using a borrowed term. There are two little tubes, whatever word you want to use. If you look in the article, I'll give you a word. One tube goes the Zera, and one tube goes the what we call the Ketana. What does Ketana mean? Merak Lion, the urine. The Mars of the puzzle. Why? Lefi She'eino Molid. What do you see from that Gemara? Whenever someone is not Molid, by definition, he's a Ptuadaka. It's me, the other. Okay? That's what it says. That's what it says. Okay? At least according to the Rosh's interpretation of the Gemara, that's what it says. Nu, Rabosai, Rabbeinu Tam is going to be in trouble a little bit. Says the Korban Asanel Os Zion, Ulefi, you know what? Before we keep one hand in the Rosh and keep one hand in the Gemara, Ayin Vav. Amud Aleph. We should really start on the last two lines of Ayin Hey Amud Beis. Ha'uvda de'havim pumpedisa istatam gufsa de shechvazera v'yafik v'mokum katana zokt Rashi gufsa kona pipe, right? Like the kona, the windpipe called the kona. Nekev Sharoy Lahoti Bozera Nista Fayamotzi Keri Derech Meiraglayim came out through what's the little mem there? Derech Nekev, that's right, through the whole of the Meiraglayim. The Tani Bibchoros Tafem Dalam and Beis Shnei Nekovim Yesh Ba'odom Echad Motzi Shesen V'yechad Motzi Shechvazera Ubeinem Kiklipas Ashum. The Rabosai, this is going to be a tremendous dispute among the Chachmei Hador of the last generation. What does that mean? You don't have to be an MD to understand that it's just not so. It's just not so. Within the Eiver HaZochar, there's only one pipe, for the better, lack of a better term, through which the Ketanim come out whenever a person does the urinate. And through which the Zera comes out, whenever it comes out, it's one pipe. Here's a big dispute. The Chazanish says, Nishtanu Atvorim. Whoa. Chazanish? Nishtanu Atvorim. In the olden days, there were two, with a Klipa Tashun Beneim, and now there's one. Comes of a Padua from England. He's from England, am I correct? Padua? Huh?
Yeah,
from England, huh? And says, what, are you kidding? Nishtana v'atvoyim? I mean, how can you say such a thing? No, Adi Gemara, he didn't argue with the facts. He said as follows. To be very critical down the road. He says, no, it doesn't mean in the Eiver HaZachar. It means further inside the body. Everyone understands, I'm not going into graphic detail of biology. I mean, I'm sure you could just, you went to high school, I don't know, maybe it's going to be college biology, or they call it science for dummies, whatever they call it here, but you know, a little bit. So nothing starts in the gid, it starts in the body. There's a thing called the bladder. Ever heard of the bladder? Everyone knows what this thing called the bladder. Okay. The bladder. So the bladder, ultimately, the pipe goes from the bladder, passes through the prostate. To give you a little bit of basic biology. The prostate is a gland. Kodesh Baruch Hu's miracles is sitting right there. Okay? The prostate is the gland. And the pipeline goes from the bladder, passes through the prostate, and goes out through the male organ. Fine. Where is the zera coming from? It comes from the, it's developed in the Beitzin, and then it goes through another pipe, and that pipe also goes through the prostate, and there inside the body, they're near each other, presumably with a klipas hashum b'nehem, and that's where this steamer presumably took place, and that's where the issue is whether the person's a psua daka or not a psua daka. Rav Padua, I think Rav Chanoch Padua is his name. I'm not sure the first name. It's Shuvas. You can look it up. Shuvas Cheshev HaEfod. Have you heard of it? So the dog base manager have it downstairs. Anybody know? You want a bucky in the store we have downstairs? Is it a bar ilah? I have a. Okay, Shut Cheshev HaEfod. Let me know if it's a bar ilah. So he says the Chazanish is wrong. Of course, the question is, what impelled the Chazanish? Was a bookie in all of biology. He knew, he was in brain surgery based on his drugs. I'm not kidding around. He was a bookie b'chol hachochmas, the Chazanish. Which he all got from Torah. No, he never went to college, believe me. So the question is, what impelled the Chazanish to say this, this chiddush gadol, the shtana v'tvoim? I'll tell you what compelled him. Chazanish claimed that if anybody had any kind of an internal injury which impairs the reproductive system, it is not a problem. It is not a halachic problem at all. Because the Gemara says Befeirush, here in Ayin Hei Amud Beis in Masechet Yevamos, says the Gemara, what does it say? Petzua b'kulon, with small bases at the 10th line, Beinivtza ha-gid, the male organ, Beinivtza ha-beitzin, it's called the testicles, Ubein she-nivtza chute beitzin. What does it mean, chute? What does the word chute mean? Rashi. What does chute beitzin mean? Rashi tells us exactly what the word means. Without knowing Rashi, we don't know anything. What does Rashi say, Rabosai? B'kulon, first, the second narrow line, beitzin, v'gid, V'chute beitzim sha'beitzim tluyin bohem betoch hakis. I think it's called a scrotum. Is that the right word used in biology? So it's held up there. It's by these chutim, by these, what do you call it? Threads. So we use it for chut. Some better word to use for it exactly. Okay, that's what Rashi said. All these three are external to the body, extend out of the torso, as everybody knows. Says the Chazanish, if it's a problem in the pipe, which is going from the, as we said before, it starts from the Beitzin, it goes through the body, through the prostate, and comes up into the gid. If it's injured within the body, within the torso of the male, it's halachically no problem. Beitzin just come up? It's not a problem. Nope. It's not a problem, then our whole Gemara must be referring to two shvilim, which are next to each other, in the gid, not inside the body. That's why the Chazanish is forced to say, Nishtana Atvoim. Rav Padua, on the other hand, says, no, come on, the Klipas Hashem Beinehem inside the body. Inside the body is where the problem is taking place. And in certain situations where there's a problem inside the body, it's considered, I guess he's assuming it's called chutei abeitzin, the long stretch all the way from the beitzin through the body, through the prostate, and out to the gid, is all called chutei abeitzin. And any problem therein would perhaps be considered a situation of up to a daka, a karas, if it's cut. This is the most halacha lemaisa shadow of the world. This is called, in today's terminology, they cut the vas deferens. Have you heard the expression vasectomy? Have you heard of it? Vasectomy is one of the most common contraceptive procedures in America. Male contraception should be cut over there, and that's it. Can't have kids anymore because the zera just doesn't come out anymore. Cut the tube. But if a person underwent a vasectomy, Rahman al Islam, not how to do it. That's for sure not how to do it. It's no worse than kosher liquor, but you're not how to do it. Okay? Did it. That becomes a bal tshuva. We say you can't marry anybody. We'll look for a gioris. Is that true? Yeah?
What if it's reversible?
Good question.
You know, our vasectomy is reversible.
Yeah, I think it's. Well, go on the internet. 2 minutes, you'll find out. My guess is that some are and some aren't. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. There's a concept here of choza lehechshera, whole discussion in the Gemara. Can it be a tzuadaka or a kushavka? That's choza lehechshera. Are you suggesting that if it's choza lehechshera, it's not possible in the first place? Are you suggesting she got microsurgery to try to reconnect it? Or are you suggesting that even if he doesn't have microsurgery, because he could have microsurgery, which might connect it, he's even now kosher. You're making two suggestions. Maybe one is right, maybe two is right, maybe neither is right. We don't know yet. Kam the Chazanishin says the whole psul doesn't exist. Why? The cut takes place internally by surgery. Internally. All the cases in Shas Bavli are all with their external injury. I, this Gemara, it's also external. There are no more two tubes, the Shtana Vatva. That's the Amahalach. Look at the Chazanishin, that's where he's going. Padua presumably says, no nishtanu atvarim. Even if it's internal, if it's cutting that tooth, we call it cutting the vas deferens, then it is an unfortunate psuadaka. What does it say there?
The procedure is regarded that a medical profession is permanent, has vasectomy, reversal is constantly and often does not restore the sperm. The sperm cannot handle the vasectomy.
Whoa, that's very interesting. That's an interesting phrase. According to the internet, it's considered permanent. Why? Not because you can't put them together. You can put them together again. After you put them together again, whatever that's count on the motility, which is two critical parts of reproduction, won't work. But I don't know if that makes a difference. But if you can, what a person never cut it, and he has low count and low motility, he's certainly kosher level of a kol. So you've restored him to a situation of kosher level of a kol. No one said you can't re-suture it. It doesn't say that. Okay, so now it's a good question. On both sides, the question has to be analyzed very carefully. Don't know. What I was trying to show you now is why the Chazanish was felt compelled, in my view, to say the Shtana Atzvayim, because he was not willing to accept that a cut internally creates the problem of Tzuadaka, because all the cases of Kushav, all the cases in Shas, are external, except for possibly for this one. So he had a saying, is also external, the Shtana Atzvayim. If Padua says, no, the Shtana Atzvayim, it's internal, and an internal problem could also create Tzuadak Kushrafish. Adkan, Machlogis Gedorli Atar. Care about that? We got a little bit sidetracked. Now, so the Gemara, it says as follows, Savalach, Savar Abimi Bar Abilach Shurei. Why, Rashi? Sherei Enka lo Patsua velo Doch velo Karus. What is there? It was a steamer. It was a blockage. Omul Rav Papi Mishum de Oslim Muloi Yamrisu Mili Mulaisa. It's a rank out, basically. And it says, well, it's really wrong. Why is it wrong? Bimkoma Mevashla Shlo Bimkoma Lo Mevashla. What in the world does that mean? Mevashla Misbashal Shukvazera Vinigmar Laholid Velasos Pri. Sounds poetic, Rav Osa. Sounds poetic. Bottom line, he's saying, puzzle. Who's puzzle? On a simple level, who's puzzle? The man who had the steamer is puzzle. the man who has estima is pasul. Presumably, why is he pasul? Because he can't have kids. So what do you see in the Rosh Kota before Shigamara? You can't have kids, you're pasul. Yes? Oh, another good question. Is this bidei Ada? Is it bidei Shemayim? How did this happen? Is statim guf shel shechel? How did it happen? How did it happen? So to imagine a human being went in there and did it. What did it? They didn't have laparoscopes in the world. How did it happen? Now you're telling me if he got sick, opens a new Pandora's box. Illness. Is illness considered bidei Adam or bidei Shemayim? If you ask me, what kind of shayla is that? The person didn't do it. Of course, bidei Shemayim. But some say no. Bidei Shemayim is only if he's born that way. But if he got sick later on, it's bidei Adam because maybe his bad habits caused his health problems. Yes?
It doesn't depend on how he got sick because the Gemara in Brachos says that sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't.
Hakol bidei Shemayim chutz mitzina v'pachem. So if he caught a cold, that is his fault. Okay? But a cold should lead to this. I've never heard of it in the medical journals.
Well, I mean, I think that can be applied to
other areas. Okay. Bad habits, right? You pause and talk about this. We'll come to that in one moment. One second. So, Rabosai, let us understand that we have this issue to discuss. Very, very serious problem. Very serious problem. The Korban HaSadol, calls it Marashal, etc., etc. Now, we have a problem, let's go, Sivkot and Vov. Gam b'zeh kosev Marashal, nuchal omar, d'lav davka kom asher eino molid le'olam, al hareyu b'cheska she'eino molid. Oh, he's conceding. If it's ain't no molded, ever, it's puzzle. Ain't no molded here means usually. Okay. He says the Marshal is wrong. It means ain't no molded clap. So the rush is right again. He keeps on defending the rush against the Marshal. That's his job. He's riding on the rush. Says the Korban HaSadol Zion, however, the Pasul if Yishen HaMol Av Gemara, will the Fipirish Rabbi Lezer be Mitz? Who saw that pshat? Anyone saw it? You should have been ahead of me in the Marma comes. In a couple of days. Hope you didn't squander that time. You saw the Mordechai in the Marma comes? You saw that? Keep one hand over here in the Korban HaSadol. Let's see it in the original, in the Mordechai. Here we go. Samech Tes. Just for your information, Samech Tes begins Pirish Reish Aleph Mem Beis Samech Yud. What does that mean? Reish Aleph Mem Beis Samech Yud. It's talking about Rosh HaTevis here. I want to know what all six letters mean. It's easy if you know what it is. It's easy. No one knows. Rabbi Lezer Mimitz B'Sefer Yireim. Very important to realize that. Now, skip to the next paragraph. This is Daf Ayin Vav. V'zeo P'sul HaChozel HaKsheru. Pirish Reish Mem Aleph Beis Samech Yud. What should it say? Reish Aleph Mem. On the bottom it says, Tzorach Lomar Reish Aleph Mem. Obviously, it's the same exact thing as the five lines earlier. Okay. Nekev Agid, Nikev Agid Puzzle. Who's Puzzle? It's an unbelievable pshat. Unbelievable pshat. Pirish. Havlad Hanolad Meishto Puzzle. The Mamzer Havid of a Baruch Shinamolid. Doesn't refer to the guy himself, refers to the kid. Avala Adam Kosher, Avi Lava Bakal, Shane Ala Okur, Vienna Kut Shafka. Wow. The Yimukus Shafka Hechi Tanya Nistam Kosher Vizapsula Chozal Achshero. The Tanya Vesifri Psua Daka Chozer Kus Shafka Eina Chozer. Zuy Mehilchas Arofim. Abya quotes from the Reverend Sefer Iran. Amazing, amazing pshat. The apostle is not the person himself that is statim, but his wife's child. That's not his child. So what do you see, called this Yireh? The opposite. We saw the Rosh Hashanah that once you're not molded, you must be a psuadaka. He says, no, not at all. You're not molded, but you're not a psuadaka. If you are molded, by definition, you're not a psuadaka. If you're not molded, then go either way. That's the Yireh says of Chiddush Nifla. Wow, Rabbi Osa, he's amazing. He's so this. We're not going into details now. We're talking about Yisraelis. Yes.
I had a wife and a kid.
She comes from another man. Not immaculate conception. Most of you do not believe in immaculate conception. Don't believe it. Okay, Rabosai? That's what it says. Amazing. Amazing. Unbelievable shot. Now, what'll happen, Rabosai? And we have to discuss this at some length. There are Rishonim who say, that if this Nichras Beit Ha'achas ain't a molded. Rabbi says it's against what we know in modern medicine. To those who claim on this Nakuda, Nishtanu Atvoim. In the time of the Gemara, Beit Ha'achas could not be molded, and Bismanenu can be molded. So they ask you to do it. What's it in? Let's assume, for argument's sake, that against Rabbi Natan, that Nichras Beis Ha'achas is possible. Medina de Gemara. And why? Ain't a molded. And today is yes molded. Now I ask you a question. Kosher apostle. What would you say? It was possible with Medina de Gemara because it was ain't a molded. And today it's molded. Would it be kosher? Would it be possible? What would you say? That's what I would say. I would say kosher. Rav Chaim himself says so. It's in the Pesach Etchel. Do you see the Pesach Etchel? Who finished the Mavakamos? Okay. I thought you were way ahead of me. Okay. By tomorrow, you'll be finished. Next day? I had a few days already last week. You have to cover ground. The Sgan Mashgiach said, the Shir assistant said the name of the Sgan Mashgiach, you have to have a Bechina week after Purim. Is that what he said? Okay, well, tomorrow I have a vote. I want the guys to go around and find out what Talmidim want. I don't want to go against. I can't go against the Shkani Mashkich without a vote. A vote, we can go against. Now we're out of vote. Okay. Because I'll come tiny to, why don't you do it? I said, they voted it. It's democracy. They voted for care. Okay. So tomorrow we bring your list and go around and we'll find this. But it relates to how fast we go. This sugi. Rav Moshe the Tshuva about this as well. Which I guess you see, a whole bunch of Tshuvas. He talks about it also. He haven't seen those Tshuvas yet. I'm not going to get involved right now. I'll say one thing though. The Levush seems to say that there could be a case where even if he's molded, he might be possible. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara's a beferish. Against the Gemara. Right? The Gemara said, we just had the Gemara. Rabbi Osa, review. The last line on Ayin, Heyam, and Aleph. It's black on white. V'nikiv lo molid. Implying that if he would be molid, he wouldn't be a psuadaka. Black on white, it's kosher. So how can this Levush be right? So the Yeshua Yaakov says, that we do have downstairs in our basement, if you want to look it up. Yeshua Yaakov here in our Simon. Our Simon is Simon Hay. He says in Sifkot and Beis, the Gemara is talking about Nikav or Niftza as opposed to Nichras. Nichras can be a Psuadaka even if he is molded. Whoa. That's a Aruch HaNeres is proud of the Levush. Hey, can be molded once in a Yovel. It's like Maisa Nissen. We don't care about Maisa Nissen. For example, there's a Machlekes Mechulin. With a trefa chai or a trefa enachai, can a trefa live for 12 months? It's very relevant to Michus Kashrus. So the Meiri there says, that if you go with normal, a person is one to animal is one to a month, al derech hazarus. So we don't care about that. That's unique. That's unique. Rav Moshe suggests, well, maybe if you see it yourselves in the Maamar Kamos, something incredible. Something incredible. Referring to a case of Osai, where Bizman Matan Torah, he was not molded. And even though now he can't be molded, the din doesn't change. Against the Chasam Sofer. Whoa. So before going on, we only have another few minutes. The Yerushalmi, which has an incredible change of gears here in Tosa and Haman Base. Mind-boggling change. What does it say? Uvrishami nami mashmer the halacha the kosher with beitz achas, avo mashmer the emolid. Which okay, sounds crazy according to the array. The Yom Rav Zeir, I'm reading Tosis over here, the sixth or seventh narrow line on the Hamid base. Shomati shalacha kavi shmo, gamanami shmo hasam im yovel lefnei bal beitz achas ani machshira. Omer Rav Yudan bar Chanina uvilvad shleimin. What's Shleiman mean? Omri, it's the first betray Gavni. Kolomar, Dako she nitlo achas, for achas Shleima kosher. Avol nivtza afilo achas, garot vega de perishes. Oh! Yes, the doctor about that. I don't know. Remind me, I call my doctor now. Avol yosin nir alari, the foresh, shem shtei tevos, uvilvad bishal yamin. Woo! Who's in the right and the left? Unreal. V'chumre gedolei. Yeah, if you're only going to be in a tam, the reason is chumra gadola. Because according to be in a tam, it doesn't matter if right or left is taken off, only one is left is good. The reason is only if the left is taken off, the right is taken off, it's no good. V'tov lahazir lerofim lachtoch shol smol imefshe. Some kind of condition, you have to take one off, better take off smol, because according to this girsa of shel yamin. Pillei ploim. Everyone agrees that there's no distinction in having a child in the right and the left. There's a funny or sameach about this. That's more not just with the ability, but with the desire. I don't understand the whole thing. I don't know. Look at our sameach, I don't understand. Go back to our Sefer Achinuch. Sefer Achinuch said in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Tes that the kings used to cut off for the Zcharim and make them show me the Nashim. We have a Megillas Esther and the Torah proves from Siwadaka. Why? Laharchikeinu misiris kazeh. Tata bidei shamayim is kosher. Rabosa, this is his reason. The Ravid gave his own reason. The Ravid, all of us, that thing, the Ravid giving reasons? Yeah. The Ravid in Perek Tezvav, Halacha Bey says, the reason why Tzuadaka is possible, Dovah's love of Bakal, quote, Kidei shelo tizne ishto v'yirbu mamzerim. Right? You know in advance, Rabosai can't have kids. He marries a woman. The woman wants kids. In Mayan Mesonoch, he says, I'm sorry, I can't give you any kids. She'll be Mizana. And he marries Mamzerim B'Yisrael, which is a terrible thing. Fretachasam Sovin Atzen Shuvah. What do you do with B'dei Shemayim? B'dei Shemayim is kosher. The Chinuch said B'dei Shemayim is kosher because his reason doesn't apply to B'dei Shemayim. For that very, very basic reason, the Chasam Sovin is the kosher against the Ravid. I saw Rabosa the following incredible Chumas Chasam Avnei Nezim. Simen Chof Aleph Sif Kotten Lamed Beis. Abtsuwa Daka B'dei Shamayim. Okay, so he can't have kids in a normal fashion. Okay. He wants to know, believe this or not, this is a believe it or not Avnei Nezim, but maybe his wife can become pregnant Bambati or Sadinim. And if this happens, they can accuse his wife of Znus. Wacko. But you ain't heard nothing yet. This is what he says. Okay, no problem. Give your wife a get ala tanai. So it's always in your hands to effectuate the get by fulfilling the tanai later on. So in case she becomes pregnant bambati, you'll fulfill the tanai, and she will be divorcing you retroactively, and therefore there'll be no din of mamzeres and the kids. You know the kids that are mamzeres and the kids. absolutely wild. So I'm wondering about that. He's talking about a psuadaka b'nei shemayim. The question is, what will happen if a psuadaka b'nei adam, which is also love of b'kol, but she can have a child, Rabbosai, from her husband, How? What they call today assist reproduction. Now they take one cell and they fertilize an egg. Sometimes it's called ICSI and is other Russian tavis. I'm not going into all these Russian tavis now. But it's possible, now the new modern medicine, for a person who's somehow maimed in that area, cannot have normal tashmish, but you can see he can still have a child. So what should we say? Should we say it's not a psuadaka because he's going to have a child with assisted reproduction from his own zera? I don't think so. The pashup shot, on Ahem and Alf, where it says, V'nikev lo molid. I mean, that he could be molded, it's certainly kosher. I mean, that he could be molded normally. Kedera kolorit. It's not going to be molded with ICSI. Some other fancy medical trick, yes? That's it. So, Bekitsa, it seems to me that would not be a problem. Okay. But now, just for two more minutes, we have to stop. I just want to share this rush about what's called B'day Shemayim. We'll have to continue to do that tomorrow. And I hope you finish the Ramakom the next couple of days. I really want to finish the sugya as quickly as we can. Move on to the next sugya. Just Ramakom, 2 more minutes. Back to the Russian Simon Beis, which I assume you saw by now. It's on page Mem Beis. First line. Suadaka B'day Shemayim Kosher. Okay, fine. What's B'day Shemayim? Pirish Rashi Ayadei Ra'omim U'borod O'loklu Mimei Imo. That's B'day Shemayim. The hail came from heaven. Lightning presumably came from heaven. Or he was born that way, from heaven. Avlam ira bo choli v'nistareis puzzle. So there's Pshat and Rashi, then you see he got sick. As a result of the illness, he became a saris. Puzzle. Chen mashe b'yushalmi, delikoi sh'ayde choli choshe b'day odom. What Yerushalmi? So in Ol Ches, he quotes Yerushalmi. What does Yerushalmi say? Harisha also chatotin, etc. Vareyu b'day odom lekoshe b'day shemayim. Pirish. But the chatotin b'day odom b'day shemayim, puzzle, ari b'gav nedom. But then it starts with Shul Teferes Shmuel. Teferes Shmuel asked, Tem b'gadolim, minara b'nerosha lama d'dafka yaday rama v'koma v'day lo yaday cholim. Demalav dafka koma. And he quotes Rashi himself, says twice. Rashi says, Sris chama b'day shemayim u'machmas choli. We saw it earlier. Ken mucha lehedu da yaday choli hu b'day shemayim. And so Rashi daf chafim and beis as well. Rashi then says, Sris adam shesirisu adam, v'lo machmas choli nistaretz me'elov. Mashal lehedu da yaday choli lo choshu b'day adam. Quote the Rashi. Uva Rambam isa, quotes the Rambam. Dr. Rambam. Oh, she nolad ben shchin v'himsa oh she korsu harei ze kosher lo v'bekol she kolel b'day shemayim v'divrei temeim she neged ha-Yerushalmi. He said the Rambam's against Yerushalmi. So the Maharshal says, not snapshot in Yerushalmi either. It's so, everyone's fighting with Yerushalmis today. What shot in Yerushalmi? B'kitza, our bottom line today is the machlokas between the Rambam on the one hand and the Rosh on the other hand. What's a din? If these things come out to a holy, not from in utero, wasn't born that way, he got sick afterwards. What's the din? We're out of time. Then tomorrow we'll continue these halachas. See you out of the Shema.